You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's August 28th, 2025, and welcome to episode 147 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you very much for tuning into the show today. I'm excited for today's program. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about Donkey Kong Bonanza. But as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from this past week. And today's headline comes from the folks over at Video Game Chronicle. And it sounds like we will likely be getting a new Nintendo Direct in the coming weeks, with their source claiming that it could happen as soon as September 12th. It's been rumored for a while that we'd be getting a Direct next month, primarily because Nintendo still hasn't announced a release date for Metroid Prime 4, even though the game is still, as of right now, slated for a 2025 release. The runway is getting a little short, though, so if that game is still going to make it this year, they have got to share details about that pretty quick. The other thing expected to be highlighted during a Direct would be Nintendo's plans for the 40th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers, which would actually be the day after that rumored air date of the 12th, so the timing would be perfect. This is a huge milestone, and I have to believe that they've got something special planned, something cool. I think at minimum, we get some info on the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie sequel. Probably, you know, likely some announcement on new cast members, new voice actors, and maybe even a teaser, since I think we're only like, 6 months out from that film. I think it's early next year. Other than that, I would love to see some sort of game announcement. If the team making the next 3D Mario game is the same as Donkey Kong Bonanza, then I think it's probably too soon to hear anything from them. But, you know, maybe we get something in the 2D space, or maybe a new game in one of the, other series like Paper Mario. I personally would love to see them do a remake of Mario 64. As much as I adore that game and consider it, you know, still to be one of the greatest of all time, it's a little bit rough to go back and try and play that these days. Early 3D is like that. So a modern coat of paint would be very welcome. Other than that, I'd like to see, you know, a glimpse of what we'll be getting after this year. You know, maybe something Animal Crossing or Pikmin, or heck, they're, you know, we're what, two years removed from Tears of the Kingdom at this point, so maybe it's time to get a tease about the next Zelda game. We'll probably find out pretty quick. So I will admit that I was a little bit disappointed when I learned that Mario Kart World was going to be the big launch title for the Switch 2. Not because I don't like Mario Kart, you know, I really, really do, and World is a great game, but I wanted something more substantial that I could really sink my teeth into, the way that, you know, Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey did. So it became clear that Donkey Kong Bonanza was going to try to be that game when it came out a few weeks after launch. A big, sprawling 3D platformer full of stuff to collect and worlds to explore. And while, you know, it maybe took a little while to come around on it completely, in the end, I think it does fill that role pretty well. So the story in this game is that, Donkey Kong goes to this island to search for Banandium gems, but discovers that the evil Void Co. is stealing them all for themselves. DK chases them underground and discovers a world of rock people who offer to help him dig through the layers to try and recover Banandium. Along the way, one of the rock people transforms into teenage Pauline, who is a rock person for some reason and who has some mysterious power and an awful case of stage fright. The pair then dig deeper and deeper into the planet, chasing after Void Kong and meeting giant animal elders who give Donkey Kong the power to transform into various other animals when Pauline sings. It's a really weird story. Even by, you know, Nintendo platformer standards, it's really odd. But at the end of the day, I don't think too many people are coming to a Donkey Kong game for the plot. You know, we're not looking for To Kill a Mockingbird here. Just a somewhat reasonable excuse to run around, stomp on enemies, and in the case of this game, smash literally every square inch of the levels. And the smashing stuff part is really where this game shines. As you run around looking for bananas, Donkey Kong can punch and break almost anything he sees. You know, punch through walls, punch through the ceiling, punch your way through the floor until you reach the bedrock down below. Heck, you can even punch the little rock people and they'll shatter into a million pieces. They do grow right back though. Donkey Kong isn't like a murderer after all. And doing this it's just wildly entertaining. It's so much fun. It's easy to see how they had to hold off on this game for the Switch 2, because the amount of just debris and stuff flying through the air constantly would have made the original Switch explode, probably. The more bananas you get, the more you can upgrade DK with new abilities. Yes, Donkey Kong now has a skill tree, but it's not too complicated. You can make your punch more powerful, upgrade his ground slap that works as like a kind of a sonar to see items through solid rock. You can increase his health, you know, and other things. And like I mentioned before, when you meet these giant animal elders, they'll teach you those new abilities when you transform. I was slightly underwhelmed early on because the first transformation is just kind of a bigger, stronger version of Donkey Kong, and it felt like it took a while to get to that second one. But as I unlocked more, they did become more interesting and changed up the gameplay in some neat ways. And that's kind of how I felt about the game as a whole. It was a lot of fun right off the bat, but about 10 or 12 hours in, I was starting to get a little bit, I don't know, tired with the formula. I was actually, you know, thinking that maybe this game was going to kind of peter out towards the end, but those abilities get more interesting as you go, and the levels themselves become much more interesting. Some of those later levels were just a heck of a lot of fun. So after sticking it out through some of the slower parts, it really did turn a corner and really kicked it into high gear towards the end. I think, though, that getting that core mechanic so right, making it so satisfying, was the key to making this game so good. It's that primal satisfaction of just smashing something to tiny little bits. It scratches that Neanderthal corner of our brain that just likes to break stuff. You know, it's why people go to those rooms where they pay to, you know, smash stuff with a baseball bat. And they perfected the dopamine drop of getting those Banandium gems. I think there's almost 1,000 of them in the game. So I don't know that you go more than 2 or 3 minutes without finding one. It's kind of like that sensation you got with the agility orbs in Crackdown. Just, you know, a satisfying rhythm of constantly finding one and then another and then another and hearing, ooh, banana. So, you know, am I still a little disappointed that we didn't get a new 3D Mario game already? You know, sure, I suppose a little bit. This doesn't quite reach the same highs that, you know, of fun and creativity that Odyssey did, but that shouldn't take away from the fact that Donkey Kong Bonanza is still a super fun game to play. I think the relationship between DK and Pauline is really cute, and they end up doing some actual, you know, some fun stuff with both the story and the level design towards the end. So it's a good time, and I'm going to go wrap this up because I've got about 500 or so bananas still to find. So last week, I had a job interview. I interviewed for a new position, a new job. And I think I did pretty okay in the interview. But, you know, I thought I was maybe a little bit rusty because I haven't interviewed for a job in a long time. Like a really long time. Okay, I'll just say it. It's been 24 years since I last had to sit down and pitch myself to somebody. So I was nervous. I admit I was fairly nervous. Do you have any idea how long ago that was? How much has changed since then? I mean, let me tell you. The last time I interviewed for a job, the iPhone hadn't been invented yet. When I last interviewed for a job, the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings film franchises debuted that year. George W. Bush had just become the president of the United States. AI, artificial intelligence, was just a new movie that everybody hated and not a technology that everybody hated. When I last interviewed for a job, Friends was still on the air. The latest video games were Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast and Paper Mario and Conker's Bad Fur Day for the Nintendo 64. The big songs, last time I had a job interview, were Shaggy's It Wasn't Me and Jennifer Lopez's Love Don't Cost a Thing. And most of the world didn't yet know who the hell Osama bin Laden was. Man, yeah. 2001. It was a long, long, long time ago. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. So please go ahead and do that. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.